Starter in the NFL. What do you take from this year?
I still need to get better. A lot of room for improvement. A lot of things I personally know I want to get better at, know I can get better at. So, just a starting point, really, for me.
Any specific things?
Just overall. Mm-hmm. I think overall, little things that have just made me a complete back and overall better.
How different is it heading to an offseason, knowing you know who your quarterback is, you know your receivers, you know your coaches, is sort of the continuity that you guys are going to have?
Well, I think for me, it's I know that I got to continue to do the things that I need to do. So, I'm producing and I'm playing the way or playing my best. So, obviously it's good to know that some things are set in stone. But, really it's up to me, my position, what I do, as opposed to maybe, those other guys.
Was there anything about the grind and the volume of, carries that you had, things like that, that sort of surprised you? Did it wear you down more? Did you feel like you stood up to it well, just?
Yeah, no, I think, didn't miss a game, so yeah. I think, it just shows that maybe, I was able to stay healthy, and, that's, big at this level, being healthy, so. No, I wasn't surprised at all. I'm glad I was able to remain healthy through it all, and be able to go out there each week and compete.
When you crossed that 1,000-yard barrier, it was a big deal. There's a lot of things like written about it, but you kind of see that as maybe a standard for you.
Yeah, to be honest, because I just, like I said, I feel like I left so much out there. I feel like to me, it didn't feel like a 1,000-yard season. Right. Just, there were games where it was absolutely nothing. So, for me, I just know I want to get better. I know that I guess if I came up with 1,000 yards, with that kind of season, then there's a lot more out there for me.
Yeah. Any thoughts on why the offense struggled in the last month, the last half of the season?
I think mainly is us beating ourselves, whether it was turnovers or not staying staying on the field, not converting, just staying in drive. So, I think we'll get better, clean it up, and again, not beat ourselves.
How much time do you give yourself to kind of decompress, after really grinding for, as long as you have?
A couple weeks, and then back to work. Just make sure being smart, obviously, but it's really no time off. Really just got to make sure I'm doing all the things I need to do. Keep my body where it needs to be.
You went in last year in the offseason, pretty much even from the beginning of OTAs all the way through camp, you were the number one guy, and everybody that they ran at you, nobody ever overtook you, and you played 16 whole games. So you go at your offseason like you did last year because it was successful, or do you add new things to it? And
I think I'm going to train like I know how to train, and that's hard, and that's, and like any year, I have a lot to prove. So I won't change nothing there in that aspect, but I always mix in some different things, make it fun, but again, make it competitive and make it good for me, so I know when I come out here, when it's time to go, that I'll be ready to go again.